Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Or give me Alex Jones in studio breaking news. Hey, by the way, we're going to swap this Alex out for a new one in 5 minutes. Alex Stein was actually just at the Texas Capitol dealing with some of the madness here. So we're going to have an update on that.
Is that in studio?
Yes, he is in studio. Paxton threatening arrest of these Democrats. We'll have that update.
But well, they can do that. They usually run to Oklahoma. I hear they're going to Illinois.
Well, they were threatening to go to Illinois tomorrow, but it looks like now with the threat of arrest.
Well, let me just say this, and I'll get out and let you host the show. I'm not saying you're going to see indictments, but this is the first time since the first Trump administration and now the first 194 days of this one that they have referred, not a referral to the DOJ for indictments from Senator Paul or Tulsi Gabbard, and the one we're told is this from Gabbard. She referred it to the DOJ, and under pressure, because she's been talking to Trump, Bondi has been forced to give it to a grand jury. And the good sign is it's not a special prosecutor. It's a grand jury. The word is it's not going to be in D.C. because that's so controlled, 95% Democrat. And so those signs are looking very, very good right now. If it turns out to be D.C., the fix is totally in. But the word is it's not from Pam Bondi, obviously leaking it to Kane. And so this is what Trump wants. We have them cut and dry. They release a new damning proof on top of all the other damning proof. This is a first. This is not Q delusion. Joe Biden will be executed on January 20, 2021 at the inauguration. Hillary Clinton's in Guantanamo Bay. Easter bunnies are coming down the chimney on Christmas Eve. The Tooth Fairy's flying around Puff the Magic Dragon. This is the first time. And I agree, Bondi's under pressure from Tulsi Gabbard. But now we've got to apply maximum pressure because we're not panickins. We are your troopers that got your ass in 8.5, 9 years ago, and have been put in prison like Owen and fired for you and try to stop people going in the building on January 6th when you had me lead the march. And we're the people that don't panic in the face of lawfare, tyranny, and attacks. We're the ones, the wave you rode in on, Mr. Trump, and we understand all of that. And so we're not panicking. We're winning. We're leading from the front. We're charging in, and we're not going to let Pam Bondi keep the fluoride in the water. We're with Kennedy. We're not going to let your chief of staff keep the fluoride in the water. We're not going to let your chief of staff circumvent with staffers and block Kennedy to keep mRNA on the market. He fired them and reversed their order. We are here to hold your feet to the fire and to pressure you. So we're not a panicking. We are a pressuring you. And we're going to make sure the bad members of your administration, like I did with Fiona Hill and others, get spotlighted so we get our agenda through, because we're your constituents. We're the voters. We elected you, and we support you the thick and thin. We're not summertime soldiers. Okay, we are winter patriots. That's what it's all about. We're not summer patriots. We're wintertime soldiers, and everybody knows it. So the neocon Israeli talk about what we first saw about don't be a panicking and all this. And, oh, my gosh. Anytime we don't like something that Trump's doing. And when he first said panicking about my tariffs are going to work unless they panic you to crash the market, I said, that's a great term. He's right. We weren't a panicking. I had economists on. I researched. I said, this is a great idea, and it's working, and I was right again. But when you come out and say Epstein didn't do anything, even though his accomplices in prison for it, and there's no blackmail, and he killed himself, and all that crap, I said, this is a disaster. Stop saying it. And he finally stopped and said, declassify it. Release whatever. Okay? So we're not a panicking, we're a winning, because we're thoroughbreds. It's what we do. We've been targeted directly by Hillary and Obama in the same crossfire hurricane you were targeted in, the same NSA spying, the documents are all out. You know that. We're the actual soldiers, not the candy-ass politicians, not the lobbyists and people that'll sit there and smile at you and pull your chair out while they pull a knife out politically and stab it right in your kidneys, okay? So we'll straight shoot you every time, and I love it that we are the putting your feet to the firing. We are the placing the pressuring. We are the ones that are going to deliver the populist might to ensure long after Trump's not even in office that we don't just take back this country, but we take back the world from the globalist Owen Schroyer.
All right, Alex, do you want something good on a leave note or something that'll grind your gears a little bit?
Whatever.
All right, I'll give you both then. The memes are going to be great. The memes are going to be great. They already are. That's true. But here's a little example of what you were just ranting about. Pfizer CEO Albert attends $25 million fundraiser at Trump's golf club. So I'm sure Albert was in there telling them how great these vaccines are.
And when he meets with Gates, we didn't run him down. When Gates tried to stop Kennedy's appointment, we ran him down.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Second hour of the InfoWars War Room is Primetime 99 Alex Stein debating his whole life as a Cowboys fan now. No, he's here actually because there's a lot of stuff happening at the Texas Capitol. You kind of got the classic Alex Stein troll moments in. You got to troll a little bit, but you also got treated with a little bit of reverence, a little bit of respect today.
I did. You know, these politicians, a lot of them came up to me. I'll just call them out. Mitch Little came up to me. Nate Shatline came up to me, and they said, oh, man, that was the funniest speech we've ever heard on Capitol Hill, and that they shared it to all their friends. But listen, though, I actually, it was only 2 minutes, and I know people are like, we might be referencing a video they haven't seen. But the point that I was really trying to make, and like, because when I go into this, I'm trying to take a different angle. Like,
let me provide the quick context.
Okay, yes.
They were debating. One of the debates happening at the Capitol was transgender military members. One of the many debates. It's not really the force of what's happening at
the
Capitol.
Well, it's transgenders in women's spaces overall.
So, the whole transgender issue, it's been an issue here in Texas. They were debating it here today. And you were saying, no, obviously facetiously, but the point is very striking. We should have transgenders in the military as suicide bombers. They have the highest rate of suicide, so I actually think we should convert them to suicide bombers like the Islamists do. So that was kind of your joke. It's like delivered with a hint of reality, even though it's the absurd.
Well, it is real because the suicide rate within the trans community is extremely high. And it's actually really sad because we do need to point that out, because on a serious note, there's people like Chloe Cole whose parents didn't necessarily want them to get this trans surgery. But what doctors tell the parents is that, well, it's less likely that your child will be suicidal if we do this. So they use suicide in order to...
And then they get the kickbacks on the pills and the drugs, and it's just a big moneymaker for Big Pharma.
I mean, you guys have all seen the clips, but they're on tape saying that we like diagnosing a child with gender dysphoria because we have a patient for life. Literally, that's what they say. So, but the overarching point I was trying to make, though, and I bring that up, the trans in the military, that's something I say, but... It was really about the bathroom bill is today. So they were talking about outlawing transgenders in the bathroom, and it was just 100 trans people saying, I want to go pee in the women's restroom. But the point that I was trying to make towards the end of the video is that I was like, well, I'll welcome any of these ladyboys, any of these lesbians, these Rachel Maddows, want to come in the men's room and see a real, you know, wiener. You're welcome to come in there, because that's really that's the inverse of what they want. I know that.
You mean it's not like a South Park rendition of the wiener?
Well, whatever it is, whatever your version of the wiener is, my point is these pervs are fighting tooth and nail to literally go and take a dump next to a biological female.
Yeah, they just want to be in the women's room.
So I'm going to go there and I'm going to pretend to be a pervert and be like, oh, I want the lesbians in here. I want as much punani in this bitch as possible. And that was kind of my point that I was really trying to make. But, you know, the trans suicide thing, everybody's talking about that. But I'll tell you this much. One thing I really saw, if I can give you the inside baseball, I hate to get all racial. There was one African-American trans person out of the 100 people that spoke. I just thought that was unique that it was all white men. It was literally all white men.
Thinking about it now, because I've dealt with those perverts at the Capitol multiple times, I don't think I've ever seen a single black one.
No,
I think they've all been white.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, obviously there's an exception to every rule. There's going to be maybe one or two. There was one.
How hard do you think they had to search? They dug.
They were
like, where can we find one?
And this is what made me so mad today is it's like they go and they have a coalition of people that are just there. It's like their job is to go at these meetings. So they're so well organized. But really, I never even saw that many pockets of them together because I was...
No. They only show up when it's these events. The only time they show up in stronger force is when they're trying to do like the drag queen sexy kids. That's the only time where you'll find them in greater force.
Kids
Protect trans kids is their other big one.
Yeah, and they love kids. And there's multiple trans parents that had their kids there as props, at a Capitol meeting. It's like, man, this is not a place to bring your baby. This is a real building. People are conducting real business, and they're using their kids as props.
Well, that's what it is. It's just to sit there. But really, it's a bad look when you bring up that kid that you've done that to, and they can't even... You know, I was thinking about this, too, not to get off topic, but it's kind of all in the same vein. I'm a very nostalgic person.
Everybody is. We make fun of nostalgia. I think nostalgia is good. You know, you reminisce about the good things, but it's not.
But there's
a
difference.
You can't get overboard where you're a Disney adult, though. You know,
But I'm saying there's a difference between the type of nostalgia that you're talking about and the type of nostalgia I'm talking about is not just the, like, reminiscing on the good times. It's the realization that these kids will never experience the world that we grew up in.
That's a fact.
It's more of what it is. And so to get back to what you're talking about, I mean, dude, there was no such thing as a trans kid 20 years ago.
Period. No.
There was no such thing. Now you have these kids getting drug around with dyed hair and boys in dresses, and they're sent up here as props during political discussion at the Texas Capitol. And I'm like, so it's beyond just the culture where a summer day for me used to be, let's say I was 12 or something. A summer day for me was getting up, eating a bowl of crappy, unhealthy cereal, and then getting on my bike and going down to the park and the tennis court, going to the pool, and then walking to Taco Bell and Walgreens, and then going to my buddy's house. We all played video games, and then mom calls for dinner, and we all go home. Like, it's not only that they'll never get that. Now they're getting, hey, wear this wig to the Capitol for me.
No, you're exactly right, because I spent every summer, every day on my bicycle going to, like, Burger House, buying, you know, like, using quarters to pay for hamburgers.
You could still buy stuff and change.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You find a quarter on the ground, you're like, I'm halfway to a taco.
Literally, I'd go, like, you know, in my house and look in the couch cushions, and I'd have, you know, $5, and that's enough to get, like, a whole meal back then on my bicycle.
You could feed your friends.
You'd
be a hero.
Gosh, we sound old, and we are getting old. That's just sad. See, that's another thing I think about my mortality, but not to crush the mood, but you are right, these kids, and it's Munchausen by proxy. And now I understand, you know, it's really not the kids' fault. It's these sick parents like Megan Fox having four trans kids. I mean, that's mathematically
that's impossible.
It's impossible.
No, but what is it? It's all the Hollywood. It's all Hollywood.
No, in fact, but you know who? Wait, who's the first one? Chaz Bono with Cher. She was kind of like, I mean, even there's other ones, but that was the famous one. Chaz Bono used to always go on the Howard Stern show. And they used to. Do you not remember that, Owen? Do you remember that era? Chaz Bono is like and then Magic Johnson had one, but that was kind of the first celebrity kid just because they were trans, they became a celebrity. They had reality shows. Do you not remember Chaz Bono, Cher's son?
But then vaguely, but it was really like back then, I think
and that was like 99, 98.
It was more of like a shock thing than it was a political thing.
That's
I don't know.
Chaz.
That's how when I remember that stuff, consuming it was more of this is just shock value. It wasn't like this is a normalcy thing. It was like, oh, we're trying to be shock here.
Yeah,
but now they try to normalize it.
But I'm saying people saw that. They saw Cher being like a hero, and other celebrities are like, oh, we want to emulate that because we want to fast track it. And really, the truth is all you have to do is be Jewish in Hollywood and you get to be successful. So I don't know why they have to have a trans kid. I don't know why that matters. Right?
Well, did you see way to go?
Well, we got to say it. You know, it's the JQ. We got to ask it.
But listen to this. Listen to this, though. Did you see the new Soulja Boy thing with the lawsuit?
So I follow Soulja Boy. He's the first guy to do everything, but I'm not. And I read the news. Well, can you fill me in?
Soulja Boy apparently some time ago, not too long ago, has some spat with Marlon Wayans having a trans kid. So he says something about Marlon Wayans' trans kid.
Oh, I didn't realize this. So Soulja Boy has heat with Marlon Wayans.
Yeah,
over his trans family.
Kid. And they were great in the 90s. Yeah. Color. What was the name of the TV show? The
In
Color,
Living Color was
great
so good.
Before political correctness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good.
They did good stuff. They still do good stuff. But anyway, so he gets into this thing with Soulja Boy over the trans kid. And Soulja Boy is, I guess, making fun of him. After that, now Soulja Boy is getting sued. So after the trans thing, now Soulja Boy is getting sued from some former employee or something over harassment.
Oh, they're calling him a transphobe? Soulja Boy's a transphobe.
The lawsuits came after that.
Wow. I mean, you know, most black guys are transphobes. But then a lot of them, like George Floyd? Yeah, but I don't know about that.
Oh, he had a social media post about he wasn't a big fan of him.
I mean, I agree with his social media post probably a little bit. Some of them, most of them, honestly.
Yeah, well, he might not be the hero the left thinks.
You know, and Marlon Wayans having a trans son, I did not realize that. That's spooky, too, because he's ultra Hollywood. He grew up in Hollywood, so it kind of makes sense.
Well, how do you stay... How do you get the new
I know, but
movies?
How does he have one? Magic Johnson has one. All these, like, even the black guys in Hollywood have trans
Dwayne
children.
Wade. Look at Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade's Dwayne what happened? Wade. Did you see the famous meme? You know how it's such a funny meme. They need to pull it up. Pull it up. Dwayne Wade teaching Zaya Wade how to dribble. This is, like, the most famous.
That's
like,
his son-daughter?
It's his son-daughter, and the meme is them.
Or daughter-son. How do you...
I don't even know.
It was a boy, or it is a boy. They trans to a girl.
But one of the most famous memes in the black community is this, and it cuts to Zaya, and it cuts to it shows Dwayne Wade dribbling, and then it shows Dwayne Wade teaching the person, and it's a gay person dribbling a basketball with their butt. And in the black community, it's arguably one of the funniest memes.
I'm sure I've seen it, but it's not ringing a bell.
Zaya Wade. I know you have such a fast career, but we got some time.
Watch Zaya Wade become the big first WNBA.
They would let him in. They would love it.
Yeah, they have to.
And that's another point I made, too, is honestly, I said this last time on the show, I say this everywhere, I don't agree with conservatives outlawing transgenders in women's sports because I am a gambler and I'm always looking for an edge. And I feel like that we can gamble on transgender athletes and win money.
Yeah, let's go.
And like that, well,
I like
win.
It. There, did
I
you
lose
see?
Everything on the Dallas Cowboys. Let me have one transgender out there swimming. This is it. This is the Zaya Wade. That's how Dwayne Wade's
son. Hey, let me just give you some free advice. I'm going to give you some free advice. It might save you some money this season.
Yeah,
find a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan.
that's the best.
Oh
my gosh. That meme is and a lot of people got canceled for sharing that meme.
Listen, find a Dallas Cowboys fan as over the top as you, and just bet with them every weekend.
Yeah, but
that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say on that to cure your gambling ills.
Oh, let me tell you something sick I do. I don't even want to admit this because a lot of people are going to be listening to this. You know, the Cowboys last year, the Bengals. I bet the over in the Bengals. I bet against the Cowboys because I knew they were going to get their ass beat because I watched the Cowboys get their ass beat all year. And I was like, I bet $500 on the Bengals, the over and to cover. And I hit both. I won like $1,100. And do not gamble, guys. It is very dangerous. It is addictive.
You and your boy Portnoy. You and your boy Portnoy be parlays.
Did you see me and Kirk Minahan, his co-host, and I? He came on my podcast. So, you know, we're trying
to. Are you trying to build a bridge?
I have apologized. I do think that it was very uncouth of me to bring a homeless naked man into their New York headquarters. I would agree that that would be unprofessional. And I know Dave's going to see this because we're going to clip it and we're going to tweet it at him. But Dave, I just want to say I have apologized for this. And his co-host came on and his co-host said I'm a good guy and because I like Barstool. You know,
here's what I don't understand about it. And I'll get us back on topic here. What I don't understand about it is, you know, here's Barstool Sports that kind of emerged from the anti-political correct nature, right?
Their whole thing.
They emerged with the Daily Smoke Show and a chick half naked on them. Like they emerged
politically incorrect.
Like that was the whole thing. Was we're a bunch of drunks on a bar. We're a bunch of degenerates on a bar stool talking. So it's like
which is relatable.
So they were successful, but it's like now that it's like now we want to do hijinks, and it's like no, we're somehow above that.
Yeah, and to defend myself, you know, I was invited on his podcast, and then Dave, you know, uninvited me because he thought I was too political. So that's kind of the backstory. And really and truly, I don't expect Dave Portnoy to like me, but I don't want him to hate me because one thing that kind of spooked me, and it shouldn't have been a big deal, but Emily Austin, a lot of people are, you know, love her or hate her. You know, she's obviously, a very popular person. She's, Jewish, and so is Dave. And she was supposed to be a guest on my show, and Dave reached out to her personally. And told her not to come on my show. But she was already in Dallas. You know, we'd flown her out there. And she decided to still come on my show. So I got to give her a lot of kudos. But when Dave did that, and it totally changed our friendship, our relationship, because all of a sudden she's like,
cue the soft piano.
Cue the soft piano, yeah. And so what I'm saying is it's just, I realize that Dave knows a lot more people than me. He's very powerful, and he's Jewish. And the last thing you guys want to do is, you don't want to go after Benjamin Netanyahu, even though I see Yair, not you, Netanyahu, is talking a lot of smack.
He just went on German TV.
They did the
ultimate exposure.
They will make you go to prison and kill yourself. So if that's what you want to do, if that sounds fun to you, if you want to go to prison and kill yourself and hang yourself over a bunk bed, then I encourage you to say whatever you want to say.
So getting back on topic here, let's get back to what you mentioned. Yes. But I will just say this. When you follow the news, specifically, you know, like somebody that's in media like me, to a sick degree, it's probably not healthy. But when you follow the news, there's a certain thing that you start to learn. It's like comprehension, recognition, and then application. So I use this example all the time because it's like the perfect example. Here's Dwayne Wade, and I forget the name of his celebrity wife.
Gabrielle Union,
big actress. So what happens with those two? Well, they release their children as trans, and then they start getting millions of dollars in endorsement deals just pouring in and pouring in and pouring in. These Hollywood types, they release their kids as trans, and then all of a sudden they get the movie deals. They get the production credits. And so it's like you see that, and you're like, okay, I get it. You're essentially sacrificing your children to the whatever cult it is, trans cult, leftist cult, I don't know. But it's like from the outside looking in, it's like, okay, I see what you've done here. You've said, here's my child. We will trans them for the cause. Now give us the celebrity endorsement deals. Give us the movie deals. Keep us rich forever, and then you're good.
Well, and that's even, you know, because I always keep it weird, but, you know, there's the movie Rosemary's Baby, and, you know, they talk about Aleister Crowley.
Like Rosemary's Baby was like the 40s, too.
And then there's Aleister Crowley, where they have this thing called child sacrifice, and that's not, like, they show us in the movies to kind of desensitize to the idea that, like, even if it's real, like, you know, I don't know, it just gets in our subconscious and it makes us more accepting
of
it.
Well, did you see the new War of the Worlds?
The newest one?
I just released it.
I saw the one with Tom Cruise whenever.
Yeah, well, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say it. I mean, this isn't really a teaser. The new one features Ice Cube. It's actually it's a different take on
World I like of the Ice Worlds. Cube.
Well, you know, he's kind of anti-establishment type. Yeah. He kind of likes to red pill. I would say it's worth watching once. I wouldn't watch it again, but it's worth watching once. Filled with red pills. I mean,
really?
It's exactly what you're talking about, where Ice Cube represents a Department of Homeland Security guy. He's connected all the different government agencies under alien attack. So it's kind of a different perspective on War of the Worlds. But in this perspective that they bring it to you, they're basically showing you, yeah, the government spies on you with everything you can imagine. Like anything you can think of what the government's capabilities are of spying on you, they have it. It's there. They already do it. And so he basically shows that in this movie. And then there's some other stuff in there like generational politics. And then I think the real big one is at one point they have like a 5-second screen flash that shows all of these different government secret programs. That's kind of it right there. Like the weather, the aliens, all this stuff. I mean, it's like massive red pills. Like Ice Cube, there's a little, I mean, there's political stuff both ways in all movies, but I mean, they had huge red pills in this movie.
And you know, Owen, let's actually look at the bigger picture of it. I would say Gen Z is already fully red pilled. I go to a lot of these campuses.
They grew up in that.
They are more outspoken. And even though there's some kind of like, quote unquote, libtarded, I know that's a cliche word, I use it a lot, but like most of these kids, even on both sides, are kind of, I guess, they're just a little, they know what's going on a little more than when we did because we had it a little easier when we were kids.
You know, it's almost like when we were growing up, it was, the culture was to kind of be that way, right? We grew up with like the Attitude Era. Let's put it like that. A ruthless aggression. So it's like it was kind of promoted for us to be that way, right? Yeah. Gen X, millennials, like it was like promoted for you to kind of be rough around the edges and try to be a little cutting edge. It's kind of like the opposite where now the culture's like, oh, be soft, you know, be a little nincompoop, you know, just go along. And so now it's kind of like the natural rebellion is taking over. So it's not like they're being taught this. They're being taught one thing and they're just deciding we're going the opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I've just seen a big change. Like, these kids are just so much, and I say woke, but because I don't really know. It's the opposite of woke, but I notice that these kids are just a little different. They're hipper to what's going on than I was at their age. And maybe that's a good thing, obviously, but I don't know. I feel like the red pills are they even, some people just can take them and then they just don't want to accept it. That's the problem. You know what I mean? Like, we have this information, and just some people are just going to be either they're on antidepressants, they're just, or they have autism, because a lot of trans people are autistic, and that's just, you know, a statistical fact. So like something else, like people are just, maybe because we're getting dumber, but that's, I feel like we're red pilled, and the only people that don't realize what's going on are the ones that are too stupid to understand it.
Or they've just been caught up in the system for so long, it's just like the spin cycle. They can't get out of it. It's like a whirl.
But like every kid knows about Tower 7, probably.
Well, more so than, let's say, any other generation.
Yeah, like the people are learning about Tower 7.
But think about it, because here's another perspective. If you or I, when we were younger, if you or I wanted to seek out alternative information or try to get a different angle on things, you had InfoWars.
That's it.
And you might have had some other guys that have been around, but it was like, it was InfoWars, and it was kind of a smaller niche media setup. And you look at the demonization of Alex and InfoWars and others, so it was like, okay, they were able to kind of keep that over here, right? It was like, we don't even need to talk about that. That can just kind of exist over here. Well, now they have to attack it. They have to try to shut it down. But the point is that now there's so many other, whether they tune into primetime on a blimp, whether they tune into InfoWars at least 10 hours a day, like there's so many other places where they can go to get a different perspective than just the mainstream slop.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's going on. So, and most people really want to disconnect because the world is just so, I mean, I don't want to sound so cynical because it's really, we are so lucky to be alive. But just when you just, we consume so much, you know, media, and it just kind of just, I guess it's meant to distract us, but it makes it harder for us to be happy. And then you just see the amount of people that are on antidepressants. Like, until we just stop being, you know, so medicated, I don't think people will ever disconnect. It's like Brave New World. Like, everybody's on some sort of Soma, Prozac. And so the people that aren't, I mean, I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me. I'm sure there's people that are struggling with depression, and, you know, maybe it works more as a, you know, some sort of placebo. But I think that's really what's wrong with society, is that we're so heavily medicated and vaccinated, and that those people are never going to be connected to the same world that you and I live in.
I think that there's been a different approach too, where, and I don't know if it was as extreme for our generation, but certainly generations before us, where it was really hard-nosed. And I'll admit I'm kind of cold with this. Like, people come to me with their emotional stress, or I'm like, yeah, okay, get over it. Like,
yeah, because like, life's the a best bitch. Advice. Yeah,
like,
life's
are
a
you
bitch.
Depressed? Go exercise.
Exactly right. And you notice, you know, I'm going to be mad real quick because we only have, not that much longer. You notice I've lost a lot of weight. You're not going to compliment my weight loss.
Well, I didn't know you were going to leave. I thought you were going to stick around.
Oh, I'll stick around, but I'm just saying, one more second. You can't even be like, oh, Alex, you know, I can see that you're in the gym hitting it right, hitting it tight. You can't even, you know, lift it, brother.
Are you going to cry, huh? You going to squirt some?
I say I am because you're not our friends, and I'm out here grinding.
Is it all natural?
Oh, I'm not on the Zimp. Everybody thinks I'm on the Zimp. I'm not on the Zimp. Hand on a Bible. Get a Bible out here. I will swear on the Bible I am not on Ozempic. But you know what I do? Now the
Zimp on a blimp. Oh my God!
No,
got a new
fake
sponsor.
News. Fake news. That is oh.
He's got a new sponsor.
Oh, look who's thin now.
Zimp on a blimp. Oh, let's go. Let's go.
This right now.
Ding, ding, ding.
This is it right here. I don't want to. I'm gonna break my shirt. Oh my God.
Weighing in at 250 pounds.
Alex, you motivated me. That's why I got in here.
Darker complected.
Look at that. We were fat.
Alex
Jones.
In the blue ring. Weighing in at 220. Alex Stein.
No, but seriously, Alex, because of you, I was like, I got to get in the gym. I got
to
grind.
I'm actually getting too big muscle loss.
I know,
it's too big.
So good.
Look at this.
Owen.
This is a major TheAlexJonesStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at thealexshowstore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric, prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know your fun tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Even
Joey did. Lost some weight. Looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is the This is your big hit.
Yeah.
This is your big hit. What are you doing? You
I found your headphone. I got it.
You lost yourself here.
I just didn't.
From your strip session?
Yeah, I know. And then you know, it's funny. I really respect. I respect the freaking legend, the OG, the GOAT.
You guys just had a strip sesh.
I know, it kind of looks...
That's a first. I've had a lot of stuff happen on this set.
Yes.
We've had a lot of stuff happen on this exact set.
But we're going to get that edited before and after. Alex and I have been in the gym, and I
you want to talk about your weight loss?
No, but I brought it up. I'm just saying.
No, you should be proud. It's hard.
It is, but you guys can do it. Anybody can do it. But you know what I've been
doing?
Did
anyone ever give you shit? I mean, I was nice, but I used to give you shit about
it. I still have weight to lose. I'm not that thin. We're not, but I'm just saying.
You lost you at least, what do you lose?
I got
like 30
fat,
pounds?
Though. But you know what's funny? I was actually thin. This is the story. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm not trying to make you feel sorry. I was actually in really good shape. My mom passed away, gained weight. Then I actually lost weight again. And then my best friend passed away. And then I started, and that's no excuse to get fat, but we just, Well, there is a point when bad stuff happens to you, you know, I kind of use food as comfort, you know? So, like, when I get in a funk, so what I do now is, to be honest, I'm on the methylene blue, and I don't even really have an appetite, hardly.
Well, actually, the truth is, and this is what's hard for people to lose mm-hmm. weight, but you really just have to starve yourself.
You do. I hate to break it to you guys, and it's called intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And it's where you have to go, and even if you want to eat in a, you know, caloric surplus, which you can't eat in a very big caloric surplus, but you can do it if you can fast for 36. If you can go 36 hours without eating, then you can have like a big meal, but then you got to go like another, you know,
or
18 hours, like every 18 hours, you know what I'm saying? But you have to go extended periods of time without food to lose weight.
Yeah.
It's just, you have to.
It goes one of two ways. You can either do the starvation route, mm-hmm. which is, I mean,
we call it fasting.
Fasting,
you say
yeah.
that, but
yeah,
really,
well, we don't want you to be, you know, anorexic, but you know, fasting and not eating too much is the fastest, best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do want to continue to eat what you like, then you have to be exercising constantly.
But it's so hard because two scoops of peanut butter is like an hour on the treadmill.
But see, you know what? You got to be careful with that because calories are not...
That is true. That
is true. The general measurement of calories is not fair.
That is true because this is a little thing is what people don't realize is that when you eat high glycemic food, that is food that raises your insulin. The more insulin that your body raises, that puts your body in what is called fat storage mode. So when your body's in fat storage mode, you're eating a lot of sugars, it's keeping you in a high glycemic, hormonal balance, then it makes your body store fat. But if you stay, you know, low carb, you don't eat, you know, you basically meat or you just eat like vegetables that are low carb and they're very low glycemic, you can actually eat a lot of calories because it doesn't raise your insulin level. So it keeps your body in more of a fat burning mode.
Yeah, that's
instead of
people,
a storage mode. So you can eat
calories,
healthier foods. Yeah, as long,
it's
you know,
not
so there are healthier
best.
Options. So it's yeah. not just calories in, calories out. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
But
like,
if you restrict calories to very little, you lose weight. That's the formula. Like, you
yes.
know what I'm saying? Like, If over a week you eat very little, you'll lose weight.
How much of you, what are you, 25 pounds, I'd say?
I've lost it, but I'm like right now, actually right now, I'm at 210 right now, but I'm kind of bouncing. I'll be like 205, 208, but I'm going to get to 199. I got to get to under 200 because I'm 6'3.5", but I got to get to under 200. And you know, really, I would have already been there, but I travel. Like, you, I mean.
That's the hardest part.
Traveling's hard.
So that's where you
got to
starve. You just
I know.
Have to starve it. You just
But I'm always on these planes, and I fly Southwest all the time. You see, I had a Daily Mail viral video, and I'm, do not ban me, Southwest. Type in Alex Stein, Southwest Airlines. They canceled my flight, and I went and I complained like a diva. I was like, are we going to get a free hotel room? Like, due to weather.
You know what, though? You were right. That was,
I was 100%
righteous indignation.
Right. Because the weather wasn't that bad. Okay.
That is just how we get abused by the airlines.
I'm about to go to a meeting. About okay. That's the future.
But you can keep your shoes on.
Yeah, you can keep your shoes on.
Owen is way more better shape than I am. But if I was about 20-something, I was in great shape, then I stopped. I just did with sheer 2-hour workouts, 6-mile jogs. I used to go to buffets, eat 2 pizzas a night, whatever I wanted to. 0.5 gallons of Dutch chocolate Bluebell ice cream.
Very good.
And then I stopped working out. I got really fat over the years not doing that, but I just cut back on food.
Yeah.
When you have bigger muscles, Alex,
yes,
I'm telling you.
Do you like my Alex Jones tattoo?
If you grow your muscles,
yes.
Muscles use like twice as much energy as other than the brain.
Yes.
The brain uses the most per capita. So if you do a lot of different type of weight training and aerobic, only 1.5 hours a day, maybe mm-hmm. split it up, 45 in the morning, 45 in the afternoon is the best, but if I have to, I do like 80 minutes a day at least, 7 days a week. Everyone's going to take a rest if I'm exhausted. As long as you get enough electrolytes and stuff, and then just eat mainly protein and then like lettuce and stuff like that, a little bit of fruit or something. If I want to, I can lose a lot more weight. I've stopped intermittent fasting because I lost so much. I'm about to do a little bit more, shred about 10 more pounds off. Yeah, that's what I'm like. I'm actually 18 right there, if you believe it. Somebody took a picture. But let me get back to what I was saying. What I'm saying to you is, you look a lot skinnier. You don't look scrawny. You don't look skinny fat. But you would look even better if you built some muscle. And
you're
then
right.
You can get more calories if you start doing heavyweight training. Right, Owen?
You're right. Real quick, before you go, Alex, pull this up. This is the new diet they're saying. And it's basically the diet you said. Type in the 666 diet. I just read it on Daily Mail. I know it's a satanic thing. What they want you to do is they want you to work out 60 minutes a day, which is basically what you said, at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., which actually is good. They say if you separate.
Well, that's been known forever.
I know, but it's called the 666 diet. I just read it on Daily Mail. And I'm like, this is kind of satanic, but it also.
Don't you work out a lot in the morning and late at night?
I will always do morning. If I'm up to it at night, I'll go back and play basketball or something.
Yeah.
But I always try to get.
But I like to do what I can do twice a day, which is only like twice a week. And then I'll do like an hour workout with weights. Yeah. And you got to do stretching. And then I'll go for like just a 2-3 mile hike.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just good.
And
you have been doing the methylene blue?
I do that. I do about 6 miles every day. But I try to break it up like that.
But you said you have been doing the methylene blue.
I do it. And I do it when I fly. Because, like, you need a little extra. Your mitochondria gets.
What are you doing for working out? Just starving?
No. I exercise. I do 6 miles every day. I walk 6 miles every day. And I work, though. While I'm walking, I'm working. I'm doing. I'm reading. I'm listening.
You want to lose. Do the weights. Tell them about
muscle.
You're
right. Burn. I do need to lift more. But
explain to him that muscle burns fat.
You're 100% right.
Well, so when you lift a heavier weight, you will build more muscle. And then when you have more muscle, you'll burn more calories.
But real quick, people are going to think I'm crazy. I just read that article on Daily Mail. They're going to think I'm crazy. And I was like, this is weird. They type in 666
well,
Daily
I already,
Mail.
They're just calling it 666. Yeah, it was they always a weird call classic thing. Stuff that.
This, or yeah, I just saw it like a second ago. No, that's not it. It was a Daily Mail article. I was like, this is very weird, but. But that is good advice to work out an hour a day, and if you split
it
up.
That's like in football, they do 2 a day. Show up at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. and come back at like 3.
Yeah. Well, they changed that because it was so hot, so the liberals banned 2 a days.
Oh, really? So you can do that.
They did that. Well, teams worked their way around it. Cause,
well, I got to enjoy 2 a days.
Because football teams want to win. But that actually happened when I was in high school. Because we'd be out there playing soccer, and the football team would have to call it.
All right, I got
to
go.
Yeah, but real quick, you also know the most important thing. You got to get this song.
By the way, everybody thinks we won and beat the Democrats. They're trying to show us down the 13th in state court. They're trying to federal court. I'm battling. I'm going to a legal meeting right now for 2 hours.
You are?
So, hell yeah, just when we get shut down, which I'm not predicting, but everybody just thinks, oh, yeah, right. Just everybody needs to remember it, support the new thing. Yeah. It's going, it's just crazy.
Yeah, but you got to mix a methylene blue with the sunlight. That needs that. It's like the red light therapy. It's a combination.
Yeah, if you can get outside.
You know that,
for sure.
Right?
Are you getting any sun?
Yes, I do. I got some sun. I got the tan lines. I guess I'm not tan enough.
You look
not,
like Casper.
You look like you're under a tanning bed. What are you talking about?
You look like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, I know. I'm not that. I got some tan lines, but I'm naturally fair. I'm a white guy.
No. On my dad's side, I'm part Comanche, dude.
I know you look Middle Eastern almost.
I'll tell you what.
You do look.
I'll see you later,
okay.
Buddy.
He's actually Qatari.
That's what I'm saying. He does
really,
look.
I really am.
I believe it. I believe
unlike,
it. Because
unlike
he's
you
strong.
From the tribe of Stein.
He's a bull. He's a running bull.
From the tribe of Stein over here.
Listen. I can solve the Gaza Strip in 2 seconds. I just do what Trump does. We go to each Palestinian. There's only like 200,000 of them left. We each give them $1 million and a place in Canada. And literally, I'm dead serious. We get them a penthouse in Canada, in Toronto. They got an extra place in Toronto.
Toronto? Isn't that a little closer comfort?
Canada said they'll take him. You saw that.
So move him up north.
No, but I'm just, okay, then move him. Listen. If Canada, there's not even 200,000 of them.
Did you see what happened in France?
We're in Austin. What is this, 5 million? I'm in Dallas. What is that, 7 million?
No, Austin, well, it's bigger than they'll tell you, but it's like officially 1 million.
Well, whatever it is, 200,000 can fit in Toronto.
Did you see what happened in France?
With Brigitte Macron dropping her lawsuit?
I don't think that's true.
Oh, that's fake news?
I don't think that's true. But France started letting in... Because, the whole agenda is to bring the Palestinians into Europe, into the West. Like, that's the whole agenda, is push them out, Israel.
Let them go. Why don't they? Ask Grok how many Palestinians are left.
I think there's 1.8 million left.
Okay, do 1.8 times a million. So what is that, 1.8 trillion? A million trillion?
Is that how much money they're going to cost?
Yeah, do that math. What is that? We could pay for it right now. The world is already... Google the world's debt. I think the world's
your
debt...
Your tribe is speaking through you right now.
The world's debt right now, I believe, is $370 trillion. The world... Somehow the world's in debt.
Yeah,
did
we're
you
in
know
debt
that?
To like aliens or something.
No, but just Google it. Let's think of the world debt. So if the world debt is at... 372 trillion. Let's just add 170 trillion to it. I mean, what is it to it? Who does it hurt? Who does it hurt?
I don't want them, and I don't know.
I don't want them either. But that's why they go to Canada, and they're not allowed.
Then they're here. Then they're here. If they're in Canada, they're here,
dude.
So France starts
their
program.
They're already in Minnesota. They got a Somali guy in Minnesota. We're already taking over.
They got
over.
A lot of Somalis over there.
Well, this is it. Look at this.
They run the healthcare scams and everything.
The global debt, what did I say, 350? It's 315.
315 trillion. They
How is that a thing? How are we in debt
on,
to
guys.
The world's in
they
debt?
Sued
the
us.
Earth has a loan out.
They claimed Alex owed $3 trillion. That's 1% of the world's debt. Alex Infowars owes 1% of the world's debt. Look that up. They wanted $3 trillion. Hey, but so France lets them in because the whole agenda was for Israel to take it. That was the whole plan all along, and then push the Palestinians into the West. Yeah. Which is, by the way, that's what happened in Iraq, Afghanistan, and then they all complained. So it's the same old thing, just a different part of the world. So France lets the Palestinians in. They bring hardcore anti-Semitism into France, and they get booted right back into Palestine.
They sent them back to Palestine?
Send them back.
No, they don't go back. You're not allowed to go back.
Okay.
What is that? Are we in trouble?
Some breaking news here.
That's not, whenever they bring paper on live shows, that's never usually good.
So it looks like Department of Homeland Security. Here we go. See, you want to talk about pressure? You might not have seen this because you were in the Texas State House all day.
All day.
You want to talk about?
I haven't eaten all day. I've been there since.
That's good.
I've been there since 7 this morning.
DHS has removed provision withholding disaster funding for cities who boycott Israel.
Yeah, of course.
So they tried to withhold disaster aid if you weren't loyal to Israel. They've just removed that provision.
Oh, they removed it?
Yeah.
Wait. The Department of Homeland...
I'll read you the official...
Trump just put it in.
Well, Trump, he didn't know what was going on.
Okay,
he
so he didn't know what it was... Okay, because I'm confused because I'm...
This was the DHS, okay? DHS lawyers wrote this up. So in order to get the disaster aid, they had an anti-discrimination portion, subsection D, section 1. Discriminatory prohibited boycott means refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations specifically with Israeli companies or with companies doing business in or with Israel or authorized by, licensed by, or organized under the laws of Israel to do business. Now, why any of that is even in there anyway is the obvious question. Texas has similar laws. I think actually, I know Florida does. I think like 22 states have those laws on the state books that you can't be anti-Israel. But this was the first time we ever seen it at least applied as far as DHS emergency relief is concerned. So they've removed that. They've removed that provision thanks to pressure.
I think that's very good. Yeah, I think that's weird that was in there. I think that...
why would that be in there?
I don't know. And why does that
Israel has no influence.
I know. Why does that keep happening so much?
It's so weird because they have no influence.
You know, but most people will tell you that they don't like AIPAC, you know, but then every single politician is paid by him. What is it? 88%.
Well, not Thomas Massie.
Yeah. Very few aren't, but most of them are.
Did you see that?
Did you see Slotnick or whatever saying Senator Slotnick?
Slotkin.
Well, I can't even say. I like slot machines. I can't read, you know, I'm from Dallas.
What about it?
Well, CIA, they're just good old country boys wearing blue jeans, not doing much. It's just, you know, it's all running cover. They're all so full of crap. Their eyes are all brown. Just you look into them, and they're just—it looks red and from the hell because they're all demonic. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about Slotkin specifically?
Well, most of them, but just you know, the people just influenced by foreign governments to you know.
Well, it's hard to be a traitor
right now. What is Mike Johnson? Where's Mike Johnson doing? He said he's going to go represent his constituents, and then he's in. Where is he? He's in.
He's at the wall. Guys, can we put the wall up? You might need to pay some tribute. You're actually
To go on a trip.
I've been invited.
You want to see the itinerary I got? Hold on.
You got an itinerary? See, I rejected it.
You
want to
see? I don't know. I don't think I'll get in trouble. You know the Twitter sensation, Nick Sorter.
Mm-hmm.
Great journalist.
Yeah, we love Nick.
So good. So he's mad at me, which I think I could still go on the trip. Look at the itinerary right there. Pull it up. You look at my phone.
Is this the White House one, or is this?
This is one to go
one,
on
is
a
the, what, to go, what's the to go Charlie to, Kirk organization.
This is a different one. This is to go to Poland, to go to Warsaw,
to see the Holocaust.
Yeah,
I see. Damn!
Look at the itinerary. You see, every day you got to go to like 4 different concentration camps.
Yeah, I see. Every day there's a new concentration camp. Yeah,
like lunch at Dachau.
And I'm sure there'll be.
It's not funny. It's not funny, but it's just you know, it's weird that you're like eating at a McDonald's at a concentration camp. That is.
Did you see this? So
weird.
Glenn Greenwald pulled the receipts here. Actually, I think with Jake Sherman reporting, the huge amounts of money being poured into the super PAC to remove Thomas Massie from Congress. It's all coming from big GOP donors, for whom Israel is a top cause. Miriam Adelson, John Paulson, and Paul Singer. So it's the same people. This is why Trump is anti-Massie, because it's the same people that funded his campaign that are trying to fund anti-Massie campaign. Massie will win anyway, which is going to be funny.
Well, Massie, he has been able to dodge these bullets, but, you know, and I love Thomas Massie.
Well, he's very popular.
He is very popular. He has control of it, but you just never know. I mean, they just, you know. AIPAC comes after you. They did get
Bowman.
It's a hard thing to shake.
They got Bowman. They got Bush. Who else? I think that's it, though. They couldn't defeat. They defeated Jamal Bowman. They defeated Corey Bush.
They crushed Bowman. I mean, yeah, that was easy for them. I think Mamdani is going to win in New York.
I do, too. I got a friendly wager on Mamdani.
Like, for what? How much?
That's classified.
With who, though?
It's a friendly wager.
He's going to win. Well, I predicted here. But every time I predict something, it's always the opposite. So if you're going to bet.
Oh, crap. You're like the Jim Cramer of it.
I am. I'm the Jim Cramer. I'm the Jim Cramer. I'm going to Jim Cramer. But I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. I think I see those videos where it's like the man on the street videos. And there's a bunch that are going viral. And they're like, oh, I want a free grocery store. Like,
yeah,
I want,
they believe it.
I want rent stabilization. You know what, because they want it. Why not? It's so expensive there. It's impossible to live there comfortably.
This is the problem I think conservatives have when dealing with the communists. Is that. They don't. You and I have a better understanding of it. We're not. I mean, I'm never going to be a communist. I'm an avid anti-communist, but I'm also a realist. I realize that other people think differently and vote differently. That's a real phenomenon. So they try to attack this issue, and they're like, "Oh, you know, nothing is free. Free groceries is stupid. All this stuff is free." And it's like, okay, well, you have to understand. You're dealing with an entire generation of people that was literally born into debt slavery. And feel like there's no way for them to get out, right? They feel like they'll never own anything. They'll never own anything. They'll never be able to keep their nose above water financially. So they're just voting accordingly. And again, I would never vote that way. When I was broke and in college, I would still never vote that way. But the point is, you have to understand the why. Like, yeah. Why?
And I read, it reminds me of this anti-Semitic meme that I read, where it was really anti-Semitic, and it said, kids in Israel don't have any college debt because they get free college and they get free health care, and kids in America have college debt and no free health care.
Because?
I don't know. I wonder why.
You don't want to finish that?
I don't know why.
You don't want to go?
I don't want to be anti-Semitic.
You don't want to do the full Ferris wheel loop? You're going to stick it the
I'm just gonna stay
two-thirds
there.
Of the way through?
Yeah, just because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh.
Okay. I don't want to get canceled because I love Israel. I think it's very important what they do to protect us.
But yeah, you're going to pretty soon.
Without them, we wouldn't be here. So thank you so much.
America wouldn't exist.
Is that true? Wasn't America built on religious freedom? Isn't that what we're here to? Isn't that why the pilgrims came here?
Actually, that is part of the reason why they came here. They had hope in a new world. They wanted to be free, and then once the government started saying, oh, not so fast, then they had the Revolutionary War.
Were the pilgrims Jewish now, right?
I don't recall a Jewish man. I feel like we would know by now. Hey, but you might have just given them an idea.
What?
Oh, you mean you don't remember Robert Adelstein? The captain of the Santa Maria?
He was Nita Pinta and Goldbergstein.
Yeah, they captained the ships. They paid for the whole journey. Come on, man.
No. Well, I just, I'll tell you this much. Really and truly, I think the government, after today, and I'm not, you know, trying to gas myself up, but, you know, going and speaking at this meeting, it's like, and seeing how they're trying to, I guess, arrest the other politicians that are not showing up. Like, it's all so corrupt and, like, they can't do it. It's all just, like, political theater and just such bull crap.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's funny. I guess our founding fathers maybe it was like that during their time, too. I don't know. I mean, I don't
to
know.
To me, okay, it's like, what does the Revolutionary War really represent? Or what is 1776? What is the American Revolution? It's the whole concept that you need a government or you need a king or you need a ruler or you need somebody taxing you or telling you how to live your life. Like, the idea was that that was not possible. And the founding father set out to disprove that and say, no, you can have self-government. You can have self-sustainability. You can have an independent nation of people and watch. It'll be the most successful nation in the world. And they were right.
Mm-hmm.
They were right. Well, now that the government is so big again, controlling our lives again, by hook, by crook, officially, unofficially, whatever, now here we are. Our cities are run down. We're way too tied into foreign entanglements. We're $37 trillion in debt, whatever the number is. And it's like...
Yeah, but Owen, I don't even know how you can really honestly sleep at night because, and I mean this with all due respect, because the government has literally thrown you in jail for doing jack shite. Like, you know what I mean?
Worst facilities, too.
I'm just saying...
They put Maxwell in a Fed camp.
I know, and I
was in a worse prison than Maxwell.
And you've been screwed over, and I've been targeted, believe it or not, not to your degree. I'm not trying to be a victim. I'm just saying it's just you've been just persecuted to show you that our government is Not everybody's bad, but it only takes a couple of them to be corrupt, to mess up the whole freaking thing, to make the whole, you know, the foundation of it is just garbage because of that, because there's even a little corruption, and there is. So, and you've been, the government weaponized against you, against this place, and it's very, I don't know, it's very bad. And then I don't even think she's going to get her day in court, do you think? Because there is, at the end of the day, I was talking to this guy, I just met him, and I'm gassing up a guy that's a CIA guy. And he was telling me, his name's John Kirikou. Is that
Kiraku, how, yeah.
Kiraku, he's an interesting guy. But that there's just levels of classified information that will never get exposed, no matter who's on it.
Yeah, well, I think that the real juicy stuff that Epstein or Maxwell had is in no government entity, or it's in an official, unofficial government entity.
What do you mean? I mean, he's obviously connected to... I mean, he had multiple passports.
What I'm saying, okay, I would say... If they go and raid Epstein's New York mansion, if they go and raid Epstein Island, whatever he was filming there, that's not where it's at. They're not.
They have all the information. There's no new information.
They're not keeping the blackmail. But I'm saying they're not keeping the blackmail material at Epstein's residence.
No, it's all in a warehouse. It's like the end of Indiana Jones. You know, they like get the
with all the
junk in the Smithsonian.
But that's what I'm saying. It's, and we all get frustrated, but I do think they're being honest about this when they say all we found was his own porn stash, whatever that was. All they found. So I'm saying, yeah, the blackmail stuff, whatever's being recorded at his Florida place, New York place, and the island.
Oh, yeah, that's already government property.
Yeah, that wasn't in his safe.
That is Central Intelligence Agency property that is at a level of classification that we're not, you know, privy to. Because, listen, it's just espionage. It exists, whether you want to believe it or not. So there's spies. There's spies within our own government or in foreign governments, and there's double spies, believe it or not. James Bond has some, real characteristics from real life. And it sounds goofball, but... I think that's what's going on. So I think he was just probably getting, putting people in, you know, vulnerable situations and taking advantage of that. I think that's obvious. And
you end up with an underage person. You didn't know.
Like RFK's on there multiple times doing dinosaur hunts, and I believe him. You know, then, you know, if I believe him, then, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was nice to some people. He wasn't raping everybody. I'm not gassing Jeffrey Epstein. He's a sicko. I'm just saying what's real and what's fake. You know, I mean, obviously he's a pervert, but it's like, RFK's on there multiple times, so that's kind of weird.
Did you ever see the movie? I think it came out last year, Blink Twice. I'll do a little spoiler alert here. You would have known if you would have seen it. A little spoiler alert here, but basically, I think it has kind of an Epstein Island like inspiration to it. But basically, they have these girls on the island, and they're basically sex slaves, but they don't even know it. Because they're so drugged and they're so...
Yeah, they just think they're having fun.
Yeah, and they're in the atmosphere of excess food and fun and wine.
They give them anti-anxiety pills.
They're all drugged up. They don't even realize they're sex slaves until they sober up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the hell?
They buy them stuff. Well,
yeah. All right, Alex Stein.
Thank you so much. Primetime 99, Alex Stein, Pimp on a Blimp. Watch me on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Look me up, please. Thank you for having me. And Alex Jones, thank you, Alex. Thank you to the crew.
Blimp is riding a little higher these days. Less weight on it.
A little less.
There you go. A little chest hair for you on the way out.
Dude, clip it.
Only Primetime 99 style.
Love you guys.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. and so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices, selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action now. The best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.